Customization, transparency, profit. The HedgeBetter sports betting platform is a revolutionary concept that creates a competitive advantage for every party involved in the sports betting process. We are putting the odds in your hands, cutting out the middleman, and empowering a future generation of sports bettors. Look for the HedgeBetter sports betting platform coming in 2023. In the meantime, visit us at www.hedgebetter.com, follow us on Instagram at HedgeBetter, and subscribe to the HedgeBetter YouTube channel.
Back at it again, episode 92. Welcome to Stealing Ads, brought to you by HedgeBetter from our headquarters in Braintree, Massachusetts. Sponsored by Slide Edge Fitness and Performance. Big shout out to Craig Kelly and the law office of Patrick J. Foley. Tonight we have reoccurring guests, just fresh off a knockout, 12-0, 11 knockouts. Frank the Tank Hogan from Weymouth. Just great to have him on always. What do you think, Magic? I thought it was, you know, it seems like, you know, his whole marketing thing, he wearing alligator dicks to the thing, so it was pretty cool.
I love him. He's killing it these days. If he's in town next, everyone should go fucking see this kid while you have a chance.
Oh, for sure. And
he's a great fight to watch.
Afterwards, you know, week one, made our inaugural picks this week as the Patriots are on the road against Miami. Buffalo kicks off on the road against the Rams to open up the NFL season. And we also had our locks of the week, which you'll also see on graphics. I just want to take this time to give a big shout out to my cousin here, James Dunn. He's getting married to his future wife, Lauren Stanley. Thought I'd have to give him a shout out there.
Shout out, Wig.
So there you go, Wig.
See you Friday night.
See you Friday night.
I'll be there after dinner.
And then
and Craig.
Also,
and Showtime's coming.
Before I spin at the Frank interview, I just want to. September 12th is going to be our third year anniversary of doing the podcast, man. So many memories over 3 years. And
do we get anal this year?
Anal?
Yeah, it's our 3-year anniversary.
Oh, is that it?
I don't know. I was trying to make a stupid
That's a lot.
Joke.
I don't know.
My jokes have gotten worse over the 3 years.
Yeah, but you know, it's been something, man. Those first days were just.
We done good.
Yeah, just chilling there in suits. Now we're here.
Still wearing that seersucker, proud.
Yeah.
I'll wear it for the anniversary day.
It's just cool. Yeah, it's just cool how far it's come, man, and how much fun we're having with this. You know, we had college football guy on last week. We got big guests coming up, just the relationships we've gained. We've all been best friends for years. All known each other, Craig, Magic, Anton, when he shows up once every 3 months.
We're rock stars. The pussy we've slayed together. This is a great time here.
Yeah.
Thank you for starting it, Naz. It was you. It was on your back that we rode.
All Kamesh, the boys continue and we still ride.
And we still ride his back. But thank you.
No problem. And let's spin it now for the fourth time. Francis Frank the Tank Hogan. We're now joined by four-time guest, first time in this studio, 12-0, 11 knockouts, Francis Hogan, Weymouth native zone.
Frank the Tank. It's tank time, baby.
How are we doing tonight?
I feel great. I'm doing great. Here with you guys, so this is fun, you know. I've been in here a couple times with you. Well, not at this spot, but I've been with you guys a couple times now, so I feel like there's more of a friendship relationship, you know. I mean,
yeah,
we can talk about stuff and be comfortable and.
Once you did the live show, that you became a brother.
Yeah, that
anyone
was a,
who
that
did
was,
that live show is
that was a crazy night.
Goat status. I mean, yeah, we were thinking of who we needed for guests. We're like Frank the Tank is a must.
Oh, you know, I'm coming over from Weymouth.
Yeah, that
like
was
Quincy.
Great. That was a good night. We need to do another one of those, by the way. So
yeah, we'll get there. The guy keeps blowing up my phone, but
we could go there tomorrow, and he wouldn't give a fuck.
The banner's still hung up in there, I guess. And I taped it with duct tape, and it kind of looks like shit. And it's still up there like that.
Well, that's the kind of place to crack. But no, I'm not going to brag.
Yeah.
No,
the crack's a great bar.
Yeah, we had enough of that. Fresh off a knockout win, probably your biggest venue yet at the Mohegan Sun Casino. You know, you're fighting some guys now with some really good records. And this guy had 21 wins going in. Just tell me, you know, your thoughts and feels about going into the fight itself. And we talked about before the show that he had a whole bus from the Cottage Bar from Weymouth going. So you got the Frank the Tank fan base behind you. So just tell me how that all went.
Well, with the caliber of fighter that I fought, I honestly feel like it even makes me more comfortable when I'm in there because I don't have to deal with craziness. I know it's coming out to fight me. And I definitely, this is probably the best I've looked so far in my whole career. It's funny though, like you'll hear people in the crowd. I'm like in there and like third round rolls around and people are like booing because I'm like boxing and they're just like fans of vicious killers. And I'm like, it'll happen, you know, like I'm just waiting for it. And then I clipped him and he just went lights out, like folded like a piece of paper. But yeah, I felt great this fight. I felt really relaxed. I didn't even take the stool once between rounds. I just stood there on the ropes.
How does that like come into a... How do you be like, oh, I don't want the... I'm not a stool guy right now. Like, I'm just all business.
After the first round, I was just like... I feel like I'm in the gym just, like, moving around with, like, guys. Like, not even, like, serious sparring. Like, just, like, figuring out what I can perfect. And then I'm like, all right, let's go back to the corner and figure out what I can perfect to knock this guy out.
And they didn't need the ice on the neck, right? Did they? Do you still get that when you're standing there?
I definitely told him to throw the ice on the neck. I was
always
like,
need the ice. The ice is nice.
Did you get the ice on the neck?
Oh, fuck yeah. I was so blacked out when I fought it. Not drunk or anything, but like I didn't even realize it was on. But in the video, they did ice me.
Yeah,
it helps.
It was ice on the neck, and then the second thing was fix my hair. And then the third thing was what can I do to make myself even look even better? And
you turn into a hell of a showman these days. From the like OG days when we had you on, you've gone full showman.
I really have, yeah.
Tell us about that.
I don't know. I just like looked at it one day and was just like, all right, everybody else is just like scared to do this. Like I'll do this anyways. Like I do this with my friends. Like why not just do it in my boxing, you know? And then I did it the first time and that was with the tank time speedo weigh-in and then... I don't know. It just blew up from there. I was just like, I'm just going to keep doing this. This has to be, like, my thing. And then...
Even just getting to the brass tacks of it, like, you were basically just, like, showing off your dick to the crowd.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. And, like, not even caring.
Yeah, it's a bold move. It's intimidating.
Yeah, my last fight, we weighed in with the cut jean shorts. Yeah. I showed up, and it wasn't in any pictures, but I had jeans on with cowboy boots on. And, before I took my pants and everything off, I looked at the guy and I was like, we can be cousins if you want. And then I took my stuff off and I had that on. And then I wanted to just wear the cut jean shorts and they wouldn't let me because everything just literally hung out the side. And like you could see the tip. And I was just like, all right, well, what are we going to do about this? So they were like, well, we got to figure something out. So my girlfriend gave me her bikini bottoms. So they were tight enough to like hold everything in. What it did make it look funnier. They were like, why do you have pink underwear on underneath those?
Oh, wow. Even better.
Yeah, so it was fun.
I like it.
I have a question. Can you fight with, like, do you have to wear boxing shorts or can you wear, like, MMA shorts kind of?
I could, but, like, I still have to, like, get the cup on. So, like, I don't want to, like, I don't know.
Wear a cup, basically?
Yeah, I want to figure out something that I can do that's just, like, I'll literally get in there with a cup and something
a diaper,
up the crack of my ass.
A diaper over like, the whole cup.
I feel like the weigh-in, like, just rock everything you can to show yourself, but then when it comes... Time to get in the ring. It's all about comfortability.
Yeah, that's how it ends up being, you know. But, I mean, it would be so much more comfortable if I didn't have to even wear shorts. I'm not even going to lie.
Frank wants to fight naked. He wants to box naked.
The ultimate defense.
Like, you have respect for your opponents, but, like, what's their, like, take on, like, these outfits?
Oh, they have no idea what to do. Like, so I did the alligator one that was like my junk went into the
top.
That
was my favorite so far.
And I'm standing there and I'm opening up the mouth and I'm saying it's tank time. And the guy's like he was all business, like coming to whip my ass. And he just like looked at me when I took my stuff on and he just couldn't hold it together. He was like, what am I about to fight? And I just like went to go shake his hand. He was like, I don't even know if I should shake your hand right now. And I was like, well, you have to because like it's tank
mental
time.
Mental warfare.
Like this is how it goes. Like shake my hand. Like I forced him to shake my hand.
Shake the alligator.
Yeah.
How has the tank time evolved in the years? Because I remember going to your first pro fight. I actually was there in Brooklyn when I forget the guy's name, you spanked his ass. But it seemed like, you know, you were just like you're still young, but like very young and like not used to, you know, being a showman like this. How has tank time evolved?
Not saying anything it takes to, like, get out there or whatever, because, like, I'm not going to do anything because there's, like, obviously standards to and methods to my madness. But, like, I mean, I don't know. I really just don't even care, so I just do whatever. And, I mean, I got a couple of things we can talk about that I might end up weighing in with.
Yeah. We'll take that preview.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
So I got I don't know. It's not like a Speedo. I don't even know what it is, honestly, but it's like underwear and it's cut up super tight and it's like barely fits, but it's tight enough to hold everything in, thank God. And it's got a cross on the front of my junk, and then I turn around and then across my ass it's going to say sinner.
Yeah. I like that. I like that.
I think we could like, you could get a partnership with, what's the like, the kitty driving cars? What's that brand?
What? Cars for Kids?
Hello Kitty?
Something like that, but no, like a tank. And he just comes out in a tank. Like you're driving out. I think that'd be big. We could set that up.
Yeah.
That would be kind of cool. That would be cool. And then he pops out in a fucking G-string.
Yeah.
you can't leave the G-string.
I want to get a company that can make me underwear like the alligator melt that's like 3D, like goes around everything, but I want it to be a tank. My dick would go into the gun.
Yes.
That's what I've been trying to figure out. I don't know who could make it.
We'll find someone. That would be unreal. That is what you need. Then you wouldn't even, that would be like the go-to every time.
Yeah, every time. Just throw it on.
Just get a hard on and he's getting ready. Yeah. It's tank time now, baby.
So you're still training with Mark DeLuca, who's, you know, been there, done that, of everywhere where you want to go. What does he think about this whole rap and, you know, showmanship stuff?
Honestly, he loves it. Yeah. He's just like,
Mark seems like the kind of guy who would approve of that.
He's like, do it. And like, he was like part of, he was like honestly the biggest backer of the whole thing with my mullet. He was like the one that was like, do it. And I was just like, all right, now I have to. Mark said I should do it. Yeah. And like, if I say I'm going to do it and then someone's like, oh, that's stupid. Don't do that. I'm going to be like, well, Mark DeLuca said. And then what are you going to say? You know?
That's literally the only backing you really kind of fucking need.
And he's just like, everyone like loves like, that old like 90s WWE like showman. He was like, but only you're a professional fighter. So then you go out there and knock some guy out and they're like, this kid's the real deal, but he has what we love.
Even the earrings, you switch up the earrings, you get the mullets, sometimes you get the handlebars. You know, you never really know what this guy's coming out looking like.
Yeah,
what he's
I shaved my head for like two fights ago. I just shaved everything.
I remember
off.
That. I was
Everyone
like,
was
wow.
like, what? Like, you're
you
do,
it makes you look fucking psychotic. Yeah. You just don't know what's coming.
The cowboy hat phase, too. I was a big fan of that.
Yeah. I actually just bought a new cowboy hat, too. So that's definitely getting worn. The last one was getting way too tight with the mullet. I'm like, can't even feel my head putting it on down in the dressing room.
I see what you're doing, though, because even, like, with your boxing game, like, you don't try to give the same looks, and you're doing the same thing with your, you know, showmanship personality type of thing, and, yeah, a lot of respect to that one.
I appreciate it. It's, like, honestly pretty difficult to, like, always try to mix something up with, and it's, like, the show side of me, or, like, all right, I'm going to, like, do this when I go out there and fight. Like, I got to, like, do both aspects of it, and most fighters are just like, oh, I'm just going to worry about the fight, and I'm like,
exactly.
No, we got to worry about more than that. It's 2022. I got to, like, promote myself on, like, platforms and camera and TV and even just, like, when the announcer's like, do you have anything to say? And I'm like, yes, I do. And I just let it rip. Right? Like, it just comes out of my head, like, right after the fight. And usually fighters are, like, nervous. And I'm just like, we're only going to do this once, you know? Like, just let it go now. And
see, this
have
is
no
a
regrets.
Different Frank the Tank. He was not like this the first time we had him on.
No.
You really weren't.
No,
I'm glad to see
wasn't.
The growth.
No,
like you've grown as a fighter and
like, I feel
as a personality.
The first time we had you on, we talked about more of like technical boxing techniques and just like shit like that. And how it's just kind of, you know, everything around that, which I think is way cool because you already have that down.
Yeah, we
now
just like
what can I do that's cool?
We realized even in the gym, like with like the guys I train with and like my trainer Matty Ryan and Mark DeLuca and even the guys just working out with me and watching what we're doing. Like we all just realized like I just need to perfect everything I know now. And I'll get to where I want to be with what I can do in the ring, but I got to do everything else and just be crazy. Like, I don't know. It's just what I got to do.
Have your like accounts been blowing up? You're doing good on Instagram.
Yeah,
I don't
I'm
have
doing
TikTok.
Pretty good on Instagram.
Are you killing it on TikTok?
TikTok, I'm getting there. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out exactly what the fans. I don't know what they like on there. It's like
I don't know TikTok. We might have to. We'll have to get you a lesson with Tommy TikTok if he ever comes back around these parts.
He's always around there.
Yeah. But you're doing good on Instagram for sure.
Yeah.
Coming up on 15K
followers.
It's like
a lot of younger people on there, you know, so it's a little bit easier to target. And that's where, like, the sports side is, really. I mean, like, sports are on Facebook and everything, but I feel like the first touchdown is, like, let's go post on Instagram. And that's where I see, like, world title fights being, like, thrown out there. So I'm like, all right, this is where I got to stick with my, like,
it's your bread and butter, stick with it, yeah.
Yeah.
Just keep getting that record up. That's really what it's all about. Last time we had you on the show, there's a little bit falling out with the whole, you know, Dedham process and, you know, how much you're getting paid, just shit like that. So you go on, you sign with CES Boxing. So just tell me how that, you know, went in the works and if I'm wrong, if I'm right, and how excited you were for this opportunity. I mean, obviously, you're 2-0 off there, you know, fighting in the CES.
Yeah, I mean, I feel great about it. CES is definitely, like, trying to look to make me grow because they realize, like, with me growing, they're going to grow. And they're, like, the money's going to get bigger and bigger and, like, we get the right fights and, like, don't rush into anything stupid, then it'll work on both ends. So they're going to look out for me and I'm going to look out for us because I want to win. So, I mean, I think it's a great move. I think it was a great move, especially in the setup that I was in. I mean, I was fighting on local cards that were, like, I was just getting cash basically to fight, and sometimes I wasn't even getting the cash, so it was like, all right, what do we got to do? Like, I need to make a move. And I mean, there was other opportunities, not just the CES one that I had, and I just was like, all right, well, I feel like this is the best one. Jimmy's known, like, me my whole career, and he knows guys that I know and know me, and I mean, like, there's really just, like, no better way to go with, and unless it's, like, with CES. So then I just went with them, and I feel great about it now. I mean, I've had the two fights with them being signed, and then I had that one that was on UFC Fight Pass a while back before.
Oh yeah, we watched that. I remember we watched that. Mm-hmm. That was at it was down in Rhode Island, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Warwick. One in the cold.
Yeah, I will never do one like that again. I told Jimmy we can't be doing stuff like that. Yeah, but yeah.
Was it like being in Mohegan? Like, that's.
Yeah, Mohegan was
like
cool.
Walking, like, in the venue, like
walking in.
That must be fucking sick.
Everything's like legit. I'm like going to walk through the door and. It's, like, before everybody's even there, and some security guard's, like, can't go in there, and I'm, like, what? Like, I was, like, wicked uncomfortable, used to just, like, doing whatever I wanted, and I'm, like, dude, I'm Francis Hogan, like, it's tank time, like, what are you talking about? And he's, like, you can't go in there, though, and I'm, like, but I'm fighting in there. I'm, like, yes, I can go in here, so I just walk through. I'm, like, dude, you cannot stop me. And then he went and got someone else, and they were like, nah, he is fighting here. He can't do anything. I was like, yeah. I was like, because it's tank time. Thanks very much.
What a piece of shit that guy is.
I know. Like, dude, go eat a cheeseburger and sit on your phone. That's literally what he's doing, too. He's sitting in a chair eating a cheeseburger from the lunch hall, and he looks up at me like I'm doing something wrong. And I'm like,
were people
come
just
on.
Ripping cigarettes as you were walking in? That's always the
can
big
you
joke.
Smoke?
When
you can smoke in Mohegan,
in
right?
Mohegan.
Yeah, you're
yeah,
right.
Probably not. Definitely not in the venue.
So, actually, I don't know how that all is now with the smoking in there, because we were walking around.
I hope you
could
smoke in
Mohegan. I think they have smoking sections.
Okay.
But you can't walk around and just freely smoke
anymore. Yeah, I think with COVID, they kind of shut that down. Yeah.
Biden's America.
We went during COVID.
The Democrats are winning.
We were smoking cigarettes at the table, like drinking.
Oh, yeah. That's why I fucking go. I don't gamble. I go to smoke indoors, pretty much. That's I'm there
spots.
I'm there for indoor butts and to watch my friends win or lose.
You watch me gamble.
I did, yeah.
We went to fights in Texas when I was an amateur. We actually went for the Houston Open Ring Nationals. I ended up winning both of the fights. I fought these two tough Mexicans, and I didn't knock them out. I just beat the hell out of them, and they would not go down. But besides the point, every restaurant we went into, you could smoke in. And
Texas.
I don't know. My dad was just so lit up about it. He was like, yeah, like, I can't believe that. He's like, we need to come here more. I'm like. So you can smoke inside of a restaurant?
It's a big deal.
Yeah, people
it's
love
weird.
It. I'm like, wow. But they just put, like, those big ventilator systems on the roof of it, and, like, you don't even see or smell
exactly.
Smoke. It just
really?
Sucks it, like, right out of the
oh,
place.
Wow. That's good to know. Not
same thing with the casino. You can't
yeah.
really, like, you
yeah,
probably wouldn't
away.
Even be able to tell. I bet there were fuckers smoking in there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Unless Connecticut's gotten shitty. I don't know. We'll see. I'll take a trip down for a Mohegan Monday and let you know. If you can smoke inside stuff.
So 12-0 now, 11 knockouts. What's the next thing you want to do in the sport? Where would you like to fight next? If it was up to you.
I would like to get a card going up here. I talked to my promoter about it. We're trying to look into some details on where we can have it, how many people can be held in certain venues, alcohol restrictions, all that stuff. So once that's all figured out, hopefully something can get together. I mean, as of right now, I'm staying in the gym. I mean, I get like, how people get, like, homesick, I get, like, gym sick after, like, 3 days of, like, not doing anything. I'm like, all right, this is...
You go that long? There are times you go 3 days?
There's been one time I've gone 3 days, and it was two fights ago, and I was like, this is brutal. And, like, I can't even do this. And I called my trainer and was like, can I just come at least even watch you guys? Like, I feel like...
Did they tell you to take a couple of days off?
Yeah, they told me to take a couple of days off because they were like, you
come
here too much.
You're that addicted.
And I was like, okay. And, like, honestly, like, you wouldn't realize it, but your body gets way more beat up in, like, the training for these fights than, like,
the actual
fight itself. Like, I was, like, hurting just from, like, the training. Like, my knee was hurting. My hands were getting sore. Like, my face was getting sore. I'm sparring 3 times a week. I'm like, all right, I'm done training. Like, let's just have the fight already. Like, that's what it comes down to.
What do you think about, like, when we did our Kings of Combat thing, some people were saying, like, sparring is, like, almost frowned upon. For that reason, like, sometimes people don't take it as easy as on each other in the fucking sparring as they say they will. They're not going 75, they're going 100. It's pretty much a real fucking fight.
Yeah, I mean, honestly,
do you think it's risky, like, doing it that much?
Everybody I spar, like, are, like, high, such high levels, like, you would think, like, oh, yeah, they, like, know what they're doing, they're gonna chill it. No, we, like, are precise, and, like, if you get clipped, you get clipped, but, like, I mean, we're not in there trying to throw elbows, and, like, the bell rings, and we're killing each other after, but, like, I mean, it's definitely, like, I want to score more points than you and do better than you and make you look ridiculous, you know? I mean, that's just what it ends up coming down to. It's just the way the sport is built, but, yeah, sparring definitely beats your body up, and then you spar, and then it's, like, a fight, basically, and then the next day, you're, like, back in the gym for 2 sessions, and I'm like, why? Why did I do yesterday then? Like, I still have to go run at the beach in the sand. Like,
but
I don't want
that's
to.
How you become the champ, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not complaining about it. Everyone else is the one bitching.
I got you.
I got another, like, to be the champ question. I'm the minority in here. Everyone here has been the boxing match. You, 12...
Step up now.
12-0. Haven't lost a fight professionally, but I remember you telling me you lost a bunch of amateur fights. These two are coming off losses in amateur boxing. What's your advice to them to, you know, get back on the horse and get in the winning circle?
I don't know. You guys tell me what you guys are trying to do.
I don't even know if I'm trying to get back in. I miss it, though.
I'm trying to be the heavyweight champion of the world.
This guy wants, I know he wants back in. I kind of do. It is addicting. It's addicting, the walk-up process.
I mean, go out. You got to go to the gym, then. You just got to show up.
Yeah.
Even if you don't
I
got to
learn
it,
how to punch, Frank.
You just got to show up. That's just how it ends.
That was your fault, Magic.
I can't fucking punch.
He quit his, you quit your training.
I guess.
My guy got a lucky hit. I already want to run it back. I need to throw more rights. That's all it is.
You look good in there. Did you see our Kings of Combat thing? Were you aware of this?
I was away during that weekend, yeah.
It's a damn shame you couldn't have been on the pro card.
I was going to say, they had pro cards. They had pro cards.
Maybe the next time? Or is that too low-key, kind
of? I mean, I don't know. I don't fight anytime, any place.
That's fair. That's fair. That's
might it. Be fighting you, Magic.
No.
Now we won't do that.
I got no beef, and I don't want that smoke. I don't want that smoke at all. What about the one guy you didn't knock out? I need to hear your thoughts.
I heard he
Does that piss you off?
I heard he was a puncher bag.
It was like not. It didn't even piss me off. I like just had respect for him. Like I cut both of his eyes. Like he had 2 cuts under his eyes, and he could like. Sometimes he couldn't even see. He was trying to wipe his face, and he kept coming. Like, and I was like hitting him, and like there was a couple times where I just put like 4 shots together, and I put everything on them, and I nailed him. Yeah. And he just looked at me and smiled, and I was just like, I fucking hate you. Like, I hate you. Like,
he was
just
one of those pricks.
Yeah, and I know I broke one of his ribs because we were in the back after the fight, and he's just like keeled over, and he's like, I can't breathe, and I'm like, what happened in there? Why could you breathe in there?
But do you respect that he didn't go down?
I do respect him, yeah.
I'm looking at the scores
do.
Here. All 3 judges were 60 to 54, and that's like an ass-kicking in boxing.
Yeah. So he was just that kind of guy who was like, I'm not giving him the knockout.
Yeah, I could have had
I want to be the one guy who hasn't.
Yeah.
He hasn't knocked out.
Yeah. He like.
But I guess that's a tough lesson you got to learn where it's like a win's a win. You can't walk out of that.
No, it definitely
like
made me grow because I first
that probably
that
pissed
out,
you off, though.
Yeah, it did piss me off a little. I was like, motherfucker, just broke the streak. Like, is it still tank time? And then I was like, no, it's still this. Come on. But I went back to the gym, and the first thing that anybody said to me was Mark Luca, and he was like, all right, I'm glad the knockout streak's over. And I'm like, why? And he's like, because now you realize that not everyone's going to get knocked out. And he's like, so we got to make sure you can even before, even if you can knock them out, we got to make sure that you can at least be in shape and do everything to win the fight. Yeah. He's like, and then if you knock him out, you knock him out.
So how that went the distance of it. How many rounds do you fight these days?
So that was six rounds. So the next one, we're looking to do an 8-rounder just because, like, I'm already fed up with 6 rounds. I feel like I'm doing 3 rounds because I'm like, all right, this is not even enough time anymore. Let's do 8. Like, so that's what we're going for.
I mean, you're
now,
knocking guys out before then anyway, so it's a fucking really matter.
Well, it's just like that one fight was just, like, the wake-up of, like, if
it's
I had two more rounds, I could
I got you.
Possibly
I got
this guy out. You know, like, so I just start going crazy about it.
That's
I'm like,
true.
Fuck, like.
Maybe that's a good point. I didn't think of it that way. That a couple more rounds, he actually could have been like, this is too much. I got to go down.
Yeah, go down or, like, even.
Or I'm getting taken out by an ambulance.
Yeah.
Guy's name is Rodrigo Rodriguez. What a name.
Yeah.
What a name.
And then this last guy you beat up was Cletus?
Yeah, Clitoris.
Clitoris Penavaris.
Who's been your. So Cletus is the toughest. Clitoris is the toughest you've fought?
He was totally game. Like, he really was. He knew what he was doing in there. He knew how to stay composed. He knew how to run. Like, I had to hunt him down and, like, cut off the ring and
That must
get
be
him.
Exciting, though.
Honestly, that move you did on him was crazy, though. You, like, blocked up so he looked like you were, like, about to end the fight. Just, like, quick block, snap, right through.
Yeah.
That was fucking, dude,
I
it was fucking so
name.
Sick.
One of my favorite fighters did that to someone and just knocked this dude out. And I was like, I want to do that one day. And I just did it, I guess.
Dude,
so.
It was absolutely perfect. I watched that. I was like, oh, shit. That was
I didn't even realize I did it till after and someone sent me a video. And I was like, oh, there it is. Like, look at that. I'm making a comparison
It's muscle
video.
Memory.
Yeah,
I bet you practice that enough and then
so much
it just happens and you're like, don't even know it's happening, but it's happened.
Yeah, the only time I like called a combination, actually, I was in the Dominican Republic and one kid back home was having like a watch party at his house and I called everybody and like they put me on the TV and I was just like, 1, 2, 4, 3. And they were like, we're going to remember that. And I was like, put $20 down on it to everybody. And I ended up making a bunch of money from them. And then that's exactly what I knocked him out with. I went to the camera. I was like, 1, 2, 4, 3.
That's unreal.
He's a devil. He's the devil.
Has your fighting style changed since you've gotten older? Or like,
I feel like it's just gotten like more perfected. Really, no one really wants to get hit in there. Not saying that I won't get hit. I mean, I'm not a bitch. I definitely will get hit. I love getting punched, but I mean, you obviously don't want to get hit in there. Even the last guy I fought, he did hit me once, and I was like, wow, this guy can fucking punch. Like, some of these guys are no joke. Like, yeah, and I'm like, whatever. But that's why he actually got me with his a right hook, and it hit me, and then his fucking whole elbow and forearm and everything hit me in the face, and I was like, whoa. I was like, holy shit. All right, get away from me. Yep. And then I just took it easy and was like, all right, I got to get this guy out of here before he hits me with some stupid shit and cuts me, because I don't want to get cut, because then it's like a long process, you know, to like let the cut heal, and then it looks healed, but like you go and spar, and it's just going to rip open, and you don't even notice it, but...
So the name of the game is get out of there as unscathed as possible. Get your win and get the fuck out.
That's
get
why
back
they're probably giving you 3 days off sometimes and you just want to get back in there.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't, like, honestly, I still haven't sparred since the last fight. Like, I don't even like sparring. I'm just, like, done with that, too. I'm like, whatever. Like, I don't even want to.
So
like, I'll just
mainly
do it to perfect
a lot of
myself.
Cardio and just combo perfecting, hit and miss.
Even not even that anymore at this point. We're just trying to figure out the best way to, like, I don't know, we're trying to, like, rebuild my body right now, really. Just, like, the way I stand, and, like, there's certain things, like, my shoulders are, like, real tight, my ankles are tight, and we're trying to fix those right now, so that way we can, like, start doing a lifting program that we just actually started today, and get strong as we possibly can.
Yeah, I like that.
And put a little muscle on, but not too much where I can't make the 160 or 154 pounders, but I definitely want to get stronger, and there's, like, still more potential in me. 21. I'll be 22 actually this September 24th. Wow. But
that's crazy.
Yeah, we're just trying to have everything be at the best of its ability, so that way I can't be like, oh well, we should have did that instead. You know, just in case at the worst of the worst, like we look back on. I like won't sleep for the rest of my life thinking about that. You know, I don't want to regret anything. So I'm like, all right, we got to make sure everything's perfect.
We had your buddy Michael Hahn Jr. in here like a month or two ago. Seems like a class act. You guys. Spar with each other, work out with each other.
Yeah.
Just tell me about your bond there. It seems like a cool dude. You know, just a couple South Shore guys clashing.
He's fresh off a win, too.
Bang.
Yeah, so I've known Mike. I can't even remember how long I know Mike. We used to go to the Nationals together when we were both amateurs, believe it or not, before he went pro and I went pro. We used to go everywhere together. There was like a team of guys that like we'd know we'd always win here. So we were like, all right, we're beyond here now. Like, I'll see you guys down there, you know, like down at the Nationals. So we'd always just be going to these tournaments and just racking up wins and creating bonds. Like, you know, like brothers would, you know. My brother was there with me, and I'm like, oh, there's Mike. And we treat him like he's our brother because we've just been with him so long, and we fight together, train together. And I don't know. There's nothing better than that, you know. There really isn't.
That's why if you guys fight on the same card, you guys got to come out, like, in, like, the same tuxedos or, like, something like the Men in Black. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
That would be sick, actually.
Nothing more for him to fight on the same card and at the same weigh-in, wear what I'm wearing for, like, weigh-ins.
That'd be great.
I just, like, he's, I don't know, Mike's not really like that, but I definitely could be, like, I could definitely convince him. I know I could.
What was his nickname again? Yeah. The Bad Man?
The Bad Man.
So the Bad Man in the tank time. Frank the Tank. That could be something in the mix.
Any new merch coming?
We're trying to figure out some sort of shirts. I want to change it up a little bit. The last shirts were the like light tan ones, like military kind of looking. Like, I mean, it's tank time, you know.
I like the Miami looking ones.
Yeah, I love the blue ones. Those were so nice. So
a quick plug: your brother just graduated.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's still crazy to me. I'm like, wow, like this kid's a Marine. He's 18 years old. I'm just like, wow, we can't even treat him like a kid anymore. He's government property for 4 years, but. Yeah, no, it was crazy going down there. I never thought I'd, like, be like, oh, like, I want to go see my brother. And then he left, and I'm, like, stuck here for 3 months. I'm like, this is just weird. Used to waking this kid up and bringing him to the gym with me every day and, like, hanging out and stuff and hating him every single day, like, a burning passion. Now I'm like, fuck, I miss this kid. And then we go down there, and I see him in line, and no one saw him at first, and I saw him, and he's just standing there. I have to wait till someone comes up to them, unless they know their family's not there, then they can just walk off with someone else's family. But like Richie, and he just like turns and busted out in tears, and I'm just like two warriors crying on each other's shoulder. I'm like, I'll fucking kill someone right now if they see me crying. I swear to God.
That's but yeah, great.
No, it's great. Like me and him, like I don't know, he actually been coming to the gym with me while he's been home because he's home for 10 days, and it's like cool, like him being back, and like even him, I can just tell the difference of him being like more of like a man now. He's like, what are we doing tonight? I'm like, well, I'm 21, so I'm going to go out. I don't know about you. He's like, I'm fucking going out. I'm a Marine. I'm like, all right. You know?
Is he boxing in the Marines or no?
So actually, you can thank Joe Biden, but the Marine Corps boxing team is no longer going to be funded. There's a lot of things in the Marines that aren't funded anymore that I found out when Richie, my brother, was like in boot camp, and I was like, holy shit, that's bullshit. Like, I don't know. I just don't agree with it. Like, you can't come up with money for, like, the boxing team for the Marines. Like, that's ridiculous. You know
they have
the
money.
They have the money, yeah.
They spend $700 billion a year in the military.
They said that they need somewhere else. They need to put the money somewhere else more important. So, yeah, my brother wasn't too happy about that.
What a joke. But he does box?
He does box, yeah. My brother's actually better than me.
The hitman, right?
For real?
Yeah. You can't hit him. Like, he gets in there and spars with Mark, and he's like, won't do anything for 2 months and gets in there. And I'm like, sure you want to get in there with Mark? He's like, get in here and do a couple rounds. No joke, he didn't do anything for like 2 months, and then I brought him up to spar, and where was it, somewhere up northern Mass, and fucking dude just went through everybody in the fucking gym. Literally everybody in the gym. There was like six dudes that needed sparring. My brother just racked through them all, did like 30 rounds. I was like, dude, you haven't ran or anything. He's just so relaxed in there, he can just get in there and just fuck everybody up. And like,
damn,
he'll be like, alright.
Then that really sucks that they don't have fucking the Marine boxing thing going on right now. That's actually terrible.
Yeah. So that would be your actual real brother one day, if he ever decides to go in the professional ranks, you guys walk out together in suits.
Yeah, that honestly
might even be better.
That's the plan. Me and him are like,
yeah, if he's that good, I mean, he'll be in shape regardless. If he can spar around, I guess, with other fucking boxing Marines that are pissed that they don't get to box on the team.
He's not getting black eyes from what, like a 16-year-old?
What do you mean?
Then you get that one.
I got it from a 60-year-old.
Oh,
60-year-old. A 60-year-old gave me a black eye.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong. He was tried and true, a trainer. I don't know. Some Irish guy.
I beat his ass for you, Mike.
did you?
Yeah.
Good.
That's great to hear. You guys got anything else? I think I'm pretty clean here, Francis.
Next fight?
How works?
When can we expect it? How far out?
I give an announcement with, like, the next 2 weeks, really. I'm really trying to push for something because the holidays are... The winter is to where you want to, like, have fights because that's where guys want to come out and, like, see you fight. But you got to pick exactly when the fights are going to be. And, like, if it's right before Thanksgiving or, like, right before Halloween, like, people are, like, I'm all set. So, like, I gotta, like, make it, like, on a date where everyone will go out and, like, it's, like, midway through a month or something like that, you know? People are, like, not trying to conserve their money or something, you know?
Good point.
Any buzz on the casino in Everett there?
Honestly, not really. No. I feel like there would have been, but I don't know. No one's, like, looking to have shows on there. It's kind of expensive, I heard, over there to rent the place, so no one's really trying to do it. I know the Dropkick Murphys did it once, but, I mean, they're not doing shows anymore. They're just really, like, basically pimping their fighters out to other, like, promotional companies that have guys on TV, because all their fighters are, like, already set and made. They're not, like, trying to, like, build them up, so.
Yeah.
That's been cool. You've been on the news lately, too.
Oh, yeah.
They're always promoting. How'd you get that connection?
Sorry. So someone my dad went to high school with actually, like, is on, like, the sports side of, like, the news. And he just, like, controls everything. So
Joe
my dad just, like.
Joe Amo?
Joe Amosino, yeah. That's him.
I used to intern there, so I interned for him.
Oh, really?
He's
yeah.
Guy. He's a Braintree guy, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, my dad went to Don Bosco, so I don't know. I'm guessing that's where they met. But
oh, really?
My dad messaged him, and he was just like, absolutely. He's and now he, like, wants to do another show on me, and I'm like.
Hell yeah.
All right, now I'm going to get crazy.
See, that's what you need. Like, that's good promo.
Because you kill it every time, because you were. You did your, like, cocky, confident thing where you're like, I'm going to knock this guy out again, and you did.
I didn't even realize I was doing that until after, and then my trainer was like, you just sounded like an asshole. He's like, but whatever. He's like, I'm not mad. I was like, hey, did I?
Do what you got to do, what you want to do.
Yeah, the lady that was interviewing
me. I like this
me,
Frank. This Frank
she
is,
didn't know what to say.
This Frank's great. I love this Frank.
She was like, oh, where can we set the camera up? I was like, right here. She was like, this is a walkway. I was like, not when I'm standing here.
I love it. Well, I got one more question. Jake Paul announced he's fighting Anderson Silva.
Honestly, I can't even be, like, I hated Jake at first, but, like, this is going to sound so fucking wrong, but he puts the work in. He really does.
All the boxers are coming around to
he
Jake.
He really
I'm glad
does.
I was early on the train.
And if someone said some stupid shit to me and was like, fucking, he's a bitch, I'd be like, dude, you work a 9-to-5 and you eat potato chips in your parents' basement. Like, the dude's a millionaire. He knows how to advertise himself. He knows how to, like, he's looking out for other fighters, too. He's trying to, like, help female boxing. And he is helping them. He's put so much money into it. Like, who the fuck does that? And, I mean, honestly, I don't know, though. Anderson Silva, like,
he's older, but he's like a corpse, though. Yeah, he's an old
I'm like, dude, like, I don't even know what's going to happen. Like, I do know what's going to happen. Jake's probably going to knock him out because he can fucking punch, dude. He can actually punch.
You heard it here first.
Honestly, yeah, Jake's going to sleep poor Silva. I'm not going to lie to you. He really is.
Silva's last 5 fights has just been, like, why is he doing this? And I think it's going to be the same thing again.
Would I fight Jake? Abso-fucking-lutely. And I would make sure that I don't even have to wear a cup. I'm wearing a Speedo or something. Because I would
in
knock
the ring?
His ass out. Like, fact, he's not that
like
young.
Not, no doubt about it.
No doubt about it. I would wear... If I could wear nothing and someone could pay that off, I would do it.
He'd probably be the one guy who would fight... he'd probably back a naked fight. He'd fight naked, too, I think. He's a maniac, kind of.
I'd let him fight me naked.
That would be good. Jake... Make that happen. That'll probably sell
that
out of a paper.
So wrong. I'll let him fight me naked. Whatever. Nothing
fight brought you by OnlyFans.
Yeah.
That'll make big money. But, like, you are 100% no doubt confident you can knock him out.
Yeah. No.
That's just not yes, the champion.
Even if he was just at 200 because, pounds still? Like, yeah.
I'll
even with the weight distance? Yeah.
Like, I'll get a dietitianist that we know and, like, I'll be walking.
Because at that point, I mean taking
winter,
that fight would be that would make your career.
After my fight, February 12th, this past, like, wintertime. Dude, I got up to like 189 pounds.
Oh,
like,
so you can get
that was just
you
like
can pump
weight
it up
too, yeah. And I was just like gone on the scale.
I didn't know
one
if
day,
you were just like a naturally skinny guy that this is where you sit at. You
don't. I
don't
know. My
really
metabolism's like definitely starting to slow down a little bit. I mean, I can make the weight as long as I just stay around there. Like right now, I'm like 170, so I can make 160 or 154. But if I want to, I can get bigger.
Stay low for now. You better for knockout reasons.
Yeah, unless I can fight naked and then we'll bump up the toe heavyweight.
We can cap it on that. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Francis, for coming in, man. And best of luck, you know, in your future endeavors. And yeah, you get a local fight. I'm there, man.
We gotta get to the next one.
Cousin Tommy there too.
Oh, for sure.
He can take a night off from his fancy new job.
Thank you, Frank.
All right, I appreciate you guys having me on. Thank you.
Of course.
It's tank time.
Yes, sir. Tank time.
Let's go.
2022 is here. Do you have your resolution? Here's an idea. Make your way down to Slight Edge Fitness and Performance located in Braintree, Mass. Owned and operated by Coach Craig Kelly, you can be assured you are getting the best training around. Whether looking to improve your health or gain a slight edge on your competition, this is the gym for you. Group fitness classes as well as personalized one-on-one training are both available. Make sure to visit slightedgefit.com as well as follow them on Instagram at slightedgefitness and set up a consultation today. It's time to get fit, so let it rip.
And that was Frank the Tank Hogan, fourth time coming on, second time I think live podcasting. Just great to hear from him. It seems like his stock from, you know, the first time I laid eyes on him in the ring in his professional debut in Brooklyn. It seems like, you know, his stock's going up. Seems like, you know, the whole marketing and marksman type of person. You know, it's great to see. And, you know, basically he's the family of the podcast.
He's a brother. He's a brother. He's in with us at this point. And his stock is fucking rising, and I don't think it's at an all-time high just yet.
12-0, gonna keep rolling. Next fight in probably within a month, and he's ready to roll.
Never mind his last combination and knock that guy out was literally one of the silkiest things I've seen in boxing in the last year.
Yeah, of course,
definitely not the one that put you on the ground. Definitely not that one. What are you snacking on over there?
A little wing ding. You want to hear a bite? How was that for you?
Folks, if you're wondering where that fight came from, that's Pizza Maria, right next to the studio here.
You need an official sponsorship.
They really should. Maria. They should be in bed with us by now. We fucking eat so much food from them, and it's great food.
Great
so
Turkey
Pizza
Club.
Maria, this one's for freak. Turkey Club's great.
Turkey Club's great.
The pizza's fucking great.
Steak and cheese.
Chicken Caesar salad. We get me and Showtime like to do a nice steak tip Caesar.
Steak Greek Caesar, whatever you want.
You name it, they're cooking it. It's good. That one's for free, Pizza Maria. The next one's going to cost you.
Speaking of Caesar salad ears, the New England Patriots are on the road this week against the city of Miami,
what the
Miami
hell is
Dolphins.
What is that?
You eat a lot of salads down there. Miami, it's hot. You got to get around.
Okay.
Yeah, so New England Patriots, Miami, week one.
Are we going?
Nope. We went last year. We lost. We'll be back again, but too early. Got a wedding, you know, engagements this weekend. So, got to avoid that. But, you know, off the rip, I will give my take on this game. And I'm seriously worried about the New England Patriots. Not a promising preseason. Had a really bad joint practices where, the Vegas Raiders exploited them. And it seemed like, you know, their offense wasn't going. And their secondary is very, very awful. But, you know what? Maybe it was a wake-up call. Maybe this is an opportunity to grow from that. And, you know, take some pains early on before the season even starts. But I just think against the Miami Dolphins, you need to come out hot. These first two series you have offensively, you need to come out with some points. Needs at least 7 points in the first two drives. I will take that all day. But in order to beat this team defensively, it's not going to be the safeties, it's not going to be the cornerbacks on these, you know, flying wide receivers and Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. It's not going to happen. They're going to have to win the battle in the trenches, and they're going to have to get pressure on Tua Tagovailoa, because that's how you beat this team. Beating this team, getting in their mediocre quarterback's head, because if he gets all day to throw, he's going to find those guys, and it's going to be a long day for New England. I just see what I've seen in the preseason here, and, you know, last year was like a bridge year. Last year was nice. They made the playoffs. They were 9-4 at one point. Expectations started getting really high at one point, and, you know, they kind of dimpered where you thought they were going to land in the beginning of the season. My point is, this should not be a bridge year. This should be a year where, you know, second-year quarterback Mac Jones takes off. They have offensive line that's been together now outside of Cole Strange. This is a team with some experience now, some guys in the receiving core, even guys on defense. You see Kyle Duggar is turning into, you know, potentially a Pro Bowl-type player. Devin McCourty has been the face of this defense for years now. You have linebackers who have made, you know, promising, and Raekwon McMillan and Josh Uche have performed actually pretty well in the preseason. Worried about Jalen Mills and rookie Jack Jones on each corners there. That's what I'm mainly worried about. But this team, I think, if everything comes together, shouldn't have a problem making the playoffs. My question is, will it come together? And I don't think so. I don't think it's going to happen. I just think...
What do you think? How do you think they do in their division?
Their division, you mean like head-to-head or just...
I think they lose both to the Bills, both to the fucking Dolphins.
I think 3-3. I think 3-3 is good. 3-3.
Well, they got to at least do that. Won the Dolphins. Make the playoffs, right?
They sweep the Jets. Yeah. And even still, man, the AFC, I said it, I've been sitting on this podcast, AFC is so dominant. I don't think they make the playoffs dominant. This
year. No chance.
I don't think they do either, but you know what? I said the same thing last year. Last year was bridge year. This is not supposed to be a bridge year. This year, they're supposed to take another step.
This is the beginning of the tanking.
It's
obvious.
I haven't said this in a long time. This is the first game, like the first game of the season. This is the most important first game for the New England Patriots franchise in a long damn time. Because
so
it's
if they lose this game bad, you're done?
I'm not done. Not done by any means, but it's a bad start. You want to get off a good start because your first four games are against Miami's good. Pittsburgh's always good. Say what you want about the quarterback situation, but they didn't have a good quarterback situation last year. That's a tough team
on
the road.
Who is that QB right now?
It's Mitch Trubisky from the Bears. And then
first year with them, right?
Yep, and then at home against Baltimore, and then you're on the road against Aaron Rodgers. So that's a tough four games to start the season. So I think going 2-2 would be big, and I think the best way they can get to 2-2 is if they win the first two games. I think that is huge for this team. So I think starting out right of the gate, Miami with a new brand new head coach, Bill Belichick does very well against first year head coaches, but they have badass wide receivers. No one's even talking about the potential best running back tandem in the whole league in terms of Chase Edmonds and Raheem the Dream Mostert, who's my guy, played for the 49ers. He won me a fantasy league like a couple of years ago. Guy runs like a 4-1 flat.
These guys are on the Dolphins.
They're all in the Dolphins.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. My prediction for this game, I think Patriots are going to come up short. I think what they did last year to lose games is they did not come out hot early. That's what I would be expecting in this game. Is like of how it's going to go. If the Patriots don't come out early, I think it's not going to be a long afternoon. I think they could still, come within close. But give me I'm thinking 23-17 Dolphins on the road.
They win? Pats win?
Pats lose. Dolphins win 23-17.
I got them losing. I guess I'll pick 30-10. I don't know. I'm not getting into the scores this year.
I think it's going to be a low scoring game.
Yeah, actually, I'm chasing 17-7.
7-14, Pat's dub.
7-14?
There we go. Regardless, none of it. Oh, he's got the Pats winning. Yeah, I don't know.
He's got the Pats winning. Why? Any analysis for that, or you just want to
No, just sometimes, Miami's good, and then sometimes they can just have an absolute catastrophic day where the offense can't do anything, the QB's not going to be able to produce. I feel like the Pats can just turn it on with their defense. Mac's going to have a good game, get a couple touchdown throws. A
couple toddies, kids.
Should I watch some football this season? Should I
yeah,
tune
you should
in?
Invest your time, man.
Invest my time.
Yeah, Sundays.
Into that shitty team?
Sundays?
Sundays is the Lord's
Tom's
day.
Tom's playing Sunday night.
I eat pussy on Sundays with Ness.
You're going to hell.
Sorry.
But I think, on some real shit, I know you guys are just saying scores and stuff, but I think this game's going to come down to the Patriots' defensive line if they can get pressure on Tua. Because if you don't get pressure on Tua, you saw it last year in the game we went to last year. I know you were blacked out in the nosebleed section. But they didn't get any pressure on Tua last year, and he exploited them. And he's an average quarterback at best. I don't want to hear any of this bullcrap about him being a top 10, any of this hoopla bullshit. He is not a top. Mac Jones, better quarterback than him, no questions asked. If the offensive line plays like they can on Sunday, Mac Jones should have a pretty good game. What they need to do is they need to cross all the receivers out, double tight end set, and they need to start throwing. They need to start chucking early. When they get to the goal line, that's when they start running the ball. That's how the Patriots have perfected it. Even during the Tom Brady era, that's how they would do it. And they need to start doing that because I think last year when you would see that they would, balls out within 3 seconds, balls out without 2 seconds, they're getting down the field because you have all these speedy receivers. I just think for the Patriots to have a chance on Sunday, the offense needs to show up, and the defensive line is everything for this team.
All right, those are his two key points, I think.
How are the chicken fingers? How are the chicken fingers at that snack bar in Miami, Dolphin Stadium?
I think I got a hot dog and I puked. I did a hot dog review with Mike Nelson. Shout out Mike Nelson.
I got the chicken fingers.
It was fucking gross.
I got the chicken fingers there. They sucked.
The tailgate was excellent, though.
Yeah,
the tailgate was phenomenal in Miami.
How about your shotgun?
Shotgun? I still can't shotgun. I was at a bachelor party. Shout out Saratoga. Have you been to Saratoga yet?
No, was it fun?
It's a must-go to.
It's a must-go?
It is a
must-go
to.
Lose any money?
Didn't bet a dime.
There you go.
Didn't really lose dignity. Just a great weekend.
How much did Anton lose?
I think only 300.
Oh, that's not bad.
He said it was a good day. He didn't win a single race.
Not 300. Three units.
Three
actually, units. For him, one unit.
Yeah, whatever it is. He considered it a good day, and he didn't win a single race. But I couldn't shotgun there either. I can't shotgun, period. But shout out to Tim and Anton, Tim the Bachelor.
Yep, our guy.
Sunday, the day we were leaving, they did at least 10 shotguns before, like, in a two-hour span. Wow. More than 10. They left hammered.
That's great stuff. It's great.
It's great to see.
Great to hear.
Final hurrah before marriage.
We're now gonna, since the Thursday night football, we're recording on Tuesday. Hopefully, this will be dropping by Thursday morning. We have the opening game of the NFL season, what everyone's been waiting for. I think the heavy favored Super Bowl, Super Bowl favorites, the Buffalo Bills visit the reigning Super Bowl champions in the Rams. Buffalo is favored by 2.5 in this game. I will start first. I think whenever a team, you know, is hoisting their rings, it's always tough to, you know, play the game after. And I think the Bills, who, you know, lost a very sour one to the Kansas City Chiefs last year, it's going to be a comeback tour. The Bills are going to be such a tough team to beat. You know, Josh Allen showed last year time and time again how he's a top three quarterback in this league. The Rams obviously had a great year. They lost some pieces in Von Miller and Odell Beckham Jr. They still have, you know, Jalen Ramsey and the boys. Tre'Davious White's going to be out for the Bills. But I like the Bills on the road here covering the 2.5 spread. I think they win by 7.
Okay. I didn't know that the Rams lost. They lost.
Von Miller is actually on the Bills now.
Oh.
So he'll be getting his ring in a different uniform.
Super Bowl favorites?
I'd say the Bills are. Yeah. I'd say the Bills are.
We'll ride Buffalo. What was that lady who came on here? The Grand Poopa?
Yeah. She'll
I'm riding Buffalo. Buffalo to the Super Bowl this year. Against Tom. That's all I want.
That'll be a blowout.
That's all I want.
Tampa.
Tampa winning?
Oh, yeah.
You guys need to put some
Tom
respect
moves into
on
the Bills. Come on.
You guys need to put some respect on Matt Stafford. I got the Rams winning this game all day.
No, Matt got his. He had his day.
You got plus 2.5. Or you got my
absolutely
line?
No. I'll take the spread too. All
right, take the spread. All right, I like that.
So me, you, Bills, Showtime, Rams.
Rams. Okay. So now we'll do
lock of the week.
Yeah, we'll get down to our lock of the week for our last picking segment, and then we'll talk about what happened this week in football and this week in life. I like here, I always love me a revenge game, especially when you're playing a backup quarterback. Deshaun Watson's suspended for 11 games for whatever he did in those massage parlors. Jacoby Brissett.
Happens to the best of us.
Jacoby Brissett overtaking for him for the Cleveland Browns. Baker Mayfield for the Panthers. They're hosting the Browns. Revenge game for Baker Mayfield. Both these teams kind of suck without Deshaun Watson in the picture. I love the Panthers. You know, I think they're favored by a point. Give me Carolina here. I think it's an easy win.
Okay. Lock of the week, yeah.
Let's lock of the week. Lock it down.
I don't know the line on it, but Tampa versus Cowboys, give me Tommy.
Yes. So
but give me a line, too.
Tampa's favored by 2.5 on the road.
Oh, give me Tommy.
That's a good one. I like
give
that.
Give me Tommy. Lock of the week.
My lock of the week is the Green Bay Packers over the Baltimore Ravens.
Nah, it's the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, sorry. Excuse me. Minnesota Vikings.
Purple
I was thinking
team.
Purple. I was thinking
Vipings.
Purple. Thinking purple.
The Vikings?
New man on the Minnesota Vikings, right?
What's that?
Yep.
That's Lizzo.
Lizzo.
There we go. Vikings are one of my surprise teams this year. I think they're going to shock the world and win the NFC North over the Packers. But, not a bad pick. I mean, Aaron Rodgers always got a chance. I like it. How about our guy last week, despite the loss, I don't know how much hate we can give the BC because we have a lot of BC guys on here, but they choked last week against Rutgers, lost a tough one. But our guy Zay Flowers had like 9 receptions, 170 yards.
How was he
in touchdown catches?
Real deal?
Real deal, Holyfield.
Holy shit, was he so good. And honestly, you want to talk about blowing it, the refs blowing it on the call against a QB. You see the hit?
Yeah.
The crowd, that was fucking insane. That was legit criminal. Yeah. That guy should have been arrested on the field. Fucking brutal.
But
you saw what
did
he
do? No, but his move.
Did he pull a knife out?
Dude, you know, he literally full speed dove at the QB with the top of his head right to the middle of his face mask. And there wasn't even a flag on the play.
That sounds very suspect.
Yeah.
He ended up fumbling the ball and then losing the game for BC.
He made a couple nice catches, man. I think on his first touchdown, he was, like, coming back, and he just beat the corner by, like, 2 inches, dude, and just, like, took the ball and just swiped it in. Oh, my God. His routes were just great. I mean, I'm not trying to nut all over Zay Flowers here, but...
I bet when I was asking, by the way, time. Like, how was he? Like, I meant, like, in person.
Oh, great kid in person. Yeah. It is crazy, like, doing this stuff, you know, interviewing all different ages. Think about it. He's 21 years old, so we're just going in there and shooting the breeze.
Frank the Tank's
age. One of the kids. Yeah, exactly.
He wasn't Frank the Tank doesn't even seem 21. Yeah, he kind of gave a 21-year-old vibe a little bit, but...
Yeah.
No, so I got to watch the interview. I got to. Everyone out there, watch the Zay Flowers interview.
Zay was real cool though, because he's never done a podcast. He usually just deals with media asking like the same repetitive questions about something he doesn't want to answer. So you know, we were asking about fishing, golfing. You know, we weren't even just like getting all in the football thing. We were like, oh yeah, sure. And the Antonio Brown thing, what's that about? But overall, great kid. And I think I'm.
How was his apartment?
Great stuff.
Clean?
Clean. Clean. I think you got a BMW for staying from BC.
Oh, yeah.
It's legal now.
That's fucking great.
Breaking news, actually. I think for the New England Football Journal, I'm covering BC as they're hosting Maine next weekend. So I'm going to be there for that.
Let's go.
Yeah. Try to get an exclusive with Zay. That'd be fun.
Do you eat popcorn or anything? Concessions at those games?
Oh, yeah. They got a nice spread.
They give oh, food. You, they nice. Feed you?
Oh, yeah, nice bread.
Oh, fuck yeah.
We did that with Kev.
Oh, yeah, Kev the man. Yeah, it'll be a good time.
Well, shout out Zay. Thanks for coming on. Hopefully, BC can do somewhat good this year. But either way, it sounds like his stock will be high.
His stock will be high no matter what, man. That kid's a player.
Well, Pats could use him.
I just think, like, just sitting out loud here, and I'm not trying to hate on BC because Zay's our guy, all these guys, AJ Dillon, I like all these guys. But if he did go, like, somewhere else and play in the SEC, I wonder how, you know, good he would have done with, you know, a Power 5 school. Like, if he went to a Clemson or if he went to a Bama. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not sure. I don't know what his deals were or anything. But
let's talk that LSU game. I didn't watch any football, but I know that was a fucking
That was
shit
a tough
show
one to
game,
swallow,
right?
Man.
LSU.
I got housed on college football this weekend. I had LSU -3. So... The punt returner on LSU muffed the ball twice, including the last one that iced the game, and I think they would have won by, a touchdown. So then Florida State gets it where he muffed the ball. By the way, second time he muffs it, I would have done the same thing. He just had his head totally, like, looked lifeless. He was just so upset. I would have done the same thing. Probably would have just left. But then on, like, second down, instead of, like, running the ball up the middle, the quarterback, like, gave the running back on Florida State a sweep, and the kid wasn't looking, and he fumbled it on the 1 yard line. LSU returns it, recovers it, and then they do a 99-yard TD drive with zero time remaining, and then Florida State blocked the fucking extra point to end it.
That's interesting.
It was tough.
That's interesting.
It was a tough beat.
You don't see that every day.
Yeah, and people were like, oh, that was a great game. I was like, it was an entertaining game. It was an awful game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, LSU sounds like they should have won.
Both those teams suck. They're awful.
Is LSU bad now?
Awful. They lost Coach O. Coach O today was on a podcast, said that his buyout, they're trying to buy him out for $17.1 million. And he said, that's awesome. What door should I go out? Like, that's fucking awesome.
So that's why he's done? Because they paid him that?
He was going to be done anyway, but they're like, oh, this is your buyout.
What do you mean? Why'd they have to buy him out, though?
Because his contract was still ongoing. I think that's all we have here, unless anything else, anyone has anything else?
Check up on the U.S. Open. Serena got knocked out. That's our last U.S. Open. Nick Kyrgios is going on strong. Got some good big names in there. So
what got you? What has you watching tennis these days?
His boy's like big in tennis.
He just hit a $20 peso $2,000 parlay.
Oh wow!
So check out the casual court on Twitter. My boy D-Man, little handicapper action. So.
I like that. Wait. Yeah, what did he want to name his podcast?
The Casual Court.
The Casual Court?
That's a great name.
Great fucking name. That's my boy D-Man. Shout out D-Man.
Shout out D-Man.
Shut the fuck up. D-Man.
Yeah, I don't think anything else.
Yeah. Oh, I planned on my tattoos today with Drew Tats, by the way. Zay Flowers also follows Drew Tats. Shout out Zay.
Showtime.
I was like, yo, hit him up. Be like, yo, my boy Craig said you need a tat. I got
Showtime
you.
Said he's going to be hanging with AB in New York, potentially.
This weekend. Sunday.
In Boston.
Yep.
Okay. It's Zay's birthday. Happy early birthday, Zay. It's his September 11th, his birthday.
Tough day, but happy birthday. Happy birthday, Zay. Sorry.
That's all from Steel and Naz. Big shout out to Hedgebetter, Justin, Showtime, Magic, Steel, fuck you, Anton. You know, the whole works. Also, shout out to Slight Edge Fitness and Performance, Craig Kelly. Love
painting his house. I painted his family's house, actually.
Oh, wow. Yeah, how's that going?
They're selling me pretty hard on going to the gym. So nice. His mom's doing good. Good.
Hey, a lot of people are, Magic. Why don't you fucking go?
You owe your
mom
a referral fee, Craig, but I think I might make my way in there this winter. Why not? It's five minutes up the road.
There
I really
you go.
Should.
Also, big shout out to Patrick J. Foley from the law offices of Patrick J. Foley. As he'll be taking part in our picks this week. We'll have some graphics up. I'll be the graphic guy. Or Steel can. I don't know. We can interpret that. That's all from Steel and Naz. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
Adios.
Peace.